Hi, this is Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com. Welcome to this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast, which contains tips for taking charge of your art career. It's the audio version of the newsletter with the same name, available free to subscribers at ArtBizCoach.com. This week, size up the competition. Do you know who your competition is? Many artists, in fact, I'd say most artists, don't like to think of themselves as competing against someone, and frankly, I don't either. But we all have competition. We know that if someone is looking for art and they don't buy your work, they're going to buy it from someone else. If someone doesn't commission you, they're going to commission another artist. If someone doesn't enroll in your art classes, they're going to enroll in someone else's. If a gallery dealer doesn't invite you into their stable, they're going to invite another artist. Competition doesn't have to be a bad thing. Competition can get you up in the morning and get you motivated. Competition can drive you to do better work and become more focused on your career and where you want to go. Which brings me to this. Just because you see someone as your competition doesn't mean that they view you in the same way. Their actions can motivate you without them even knowing it. Your competition is probably someone who works in a similar media, genre, size, or subject matter. Your competition probably has comparable pricing, a similar education, and is at an equivalent stage in his or her career. Your competition probably exhibits in similar venues with a similar audience looking on. Or your competition might offer the same classes or workshops that you offer, or classes and workshops that are close to what you offer. Who might that be? Who is your competition, and are you keeping an eye on them? Here are some ways to do just that, to keep an eye on your competition. First, attend openings and events for your competitors. Always introduce yourself front and center to the other artists. Hold your head high and emit confidence. Never cower in the background. You also want to keep an eye on your competition's website and blog. Be sure to sign up for any newsletters and blog updates that they might offer. Track the pricing of your competitors, being especially mindful of price changes, fluctuations, when they occur, and by how much. Pay attention to any new offerings from your competition. This might include new work, new services, new media, new classes. And in order to do this, you might want to add them to your Google Alerts. Well, you really want to add them to your Google Alerts. You have these signed up for yourself, right? You have your name under Google Alerts. If you don't know how to do this, go to artbizcoach.com/articles and click on Get Google Alerts in the left-hand column. This will show you how to line them up for yourself and your competitors' names. You want to keep an eye on all of those things that your competition is doing. So Google Alerts is one really good way to do that. Above all of this search for your competition and following your competition, sizing up your competition, be sure to give yourself credit for everything. Although you might not have approached your career in the same way the competition has, that doesn't mean your way isn't every bit as valid. Know what they do better than you, but recognize where you excel. Play to your strengths. Know this, a little competition isn't a bad thing. Think about this. Who is your competition? Do this. Size up the competition. Know how you fit in and what makes you stand out in the crowded art market. That's it for this week's podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for following the Art Biz blog. And if you need to know more for your art career, be sure to check out artbizcoach.com. I look forward to chatting with you again next week.